Welcome to Divine Intervention from Dark to Light. I'm your host, Karen Young, and the purpose of this show is to gather, experience, and give voice to the untold stories of the divine and how the divine intervened in your life and made a difference. I have questions. Have you ever experienced a dream of wonder or warning, divine healing, felt intuition, voice of a higher power, been touched by an angel, a near-death experience, or had a vision that resulted into the divine intervention? If so, I would love to hear from you from 1-888-627-6008. I would love to hear from you at 1-888-627-6008. This is a non-judgment environment. This is a healing space telling your stories can possibly heal yourself and others. There is a higher calling on your life, and that's a higher, in my opinion, calling on all of our lives. That's why my topic tonight is the power of self-love. It's the power of self-love. It always come back to the self. It always come back to the spirit. It always come back to the divine in all of us. And the subject is very, very important to me because it's so many people do not really love themselves. I mean, they say they love themselves, but really loving yourself. I mean, this is not like a Pollyanna thing or something like that. No, I'm talking about real self-love. You are the most important person in God's universe. And I believe we all here as spiritual beings, realizing who we are, and recognizing who, you know, where we come from in this dense space called reality. And if we knew we were who we really were, we would not dislike ourselves or others. We would not call ourselves names. Now, even though we are successful, and I'm not saying that we're not successful, we got plenty of success. We got plenty of things. We got plenty of houses and all these things that, you know, that reflects, you know, success, you know, in this society. But I'm meaning successful as a person, as a human being, as a spirit. This show is about spirituality. I mean, things do, you know, mean things and all that. Believe me, people got careers. They're doing very well. And it's a lot of people who do love themselves, but there's nobody down here that's not in a struggle with your thoughts and yourself, and there's always not this perfection going on. There's always this battle with ourselves and others. And then if you are so, you know, doing wonderful, fine, continue to do wonderful, add value to people, add value to your life, continue. I'm not saying that, you know, everybody hate themselves, but it's a whole lot of people who do. And so those are the ones I'm targeting. Or if you're doing well, then that's fine. Continue. Help me. Help us guide each other in loving, in self-love. It's power in this. It's power in love. And it's power in self-love. It's the most powerful thing ever. I mean, we're so involved in our lives. I mean, we're so involved with the outer. I always try to come back to the inner. This is where it really is, guys, divine listeners. It's the inner life that we're dealing with. And then the outer life reflects it. Everything else reflects the inner. And it don't always, it comes in, like I said, you can get cars and do all that. It's people that's very successful and still seeing strengths. They're still seeing people for their problems. It's not that they don't have the success. It's not that they don't have the cars. It's not that they don't have everything they could possibly want in things. They don't value themselves as a spirit. You got to look at yourself as a spirit. I mean, you know, we're more than just these bodies. I mean, we're beautiful, all this, you know, nice shapes, all this. And then some of us don't even think of that. We look in the mirror and we find all sorts of things wrong with us. I mean, every day I'm looking at the damn, I'm really not looking too good today. I need to do this. I need to do that. I'm looking at my eyes. I'm not really looking at my soul. I'm not really looking in the mirror at myself. People, look at yourself. I mean, most of the time we're looking at our hair, different things. No, look in your own eyes from your own reflection. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself. For real, for real. Look at that divine person that God made. Believe me, it's more than just the skin. It's more than just meet the eye. But there's so many people so freaked out about everything. I lost a little hair, this and that. My nose is not the size that it's supposed to be. I'm not, where I'm supposed to be. I got to go do these Botox. I got to look like these people from the magazine. I got to look like somebody else. They're more beautiful. Everybody's more beautiful than me. I got to do this. I didn't get a date because they didn't like me. And it's always determining other people's ideals about you. I don't care if you didn't get a date or you didn't get whatever, but it's always other people and their opinions about us. And I always got to bring these subjects up because they're always within me too. And I'm down here and living it. So I, whatever is dear to my heart. And another thing, whatever, at the time that God tell me, because I asked for the topics and God revealed to me what topics, yes, what topics that I need to. Now I might have even had this topic before, I don't even know. But this is what, when I asked the divine, because that's how I do it, I said, what do the audience need to hear most this week? I talk to the divine like he's a person, which he is, not a person, but a spiritual being that listens. And he revealed to me my topics. And I talk about topics. Sometimes I say that, one time he gave me a topic of, suicide. But anyway, that was another topic. I didn't want to get into that suicide topic, but that's what was revealed to me. And I trust it. And I trust God. I trust the divine. So, and that's what he gave me. This topic of the power of self-love is so important to the divine because you're connected with the divine. You're connected everything you do. And if you get involved with your spirituality more than you get with what's going on and how you look, as far as, it's beautiful to think that you're beautiful inside. But I'm just saying the people don't even go, not even getting that far. They don't even get past their looks in the mirror as far as the physical part. They hate everything. Or they got something to say, this judgment on themselves. I don't care what it is. And you have beautiful people doing that. I mean, because it's the society telling us this and that, and it should be that way, or you feeling like somebody's opinions, and it's been like this since birth, opinions about us and to us, that we just don't even think we're good enough at all. Even though we do have all the stuff and all the success, but it's something they're saying we're not good enough. It's quite not there. I got all this. You'll hear people saying, I have all these things. I have these beautiful yachts. I have people around me that they still feel something egging them. They still not quite feel enough. They don't feel good enough somewhere inside. I got all the things I want. I got everything on the list. I checked all the boxes. And I still don't feel good enough. And it's because you haven't looked deep enough. We haven't looked deep enough in ourself, in our souls. We have not spent enough time looking deeper than this person who we are. And we have to ask the question, who are we really? You have to ask that question, looking at me, who am I? What is my true purpose? What is my true purpose? You have to inquire more and more. And the more of us inquire like that, I'm telling you, and get deeper on a spiritual level, it won't come out bad. I'm telling you, it will not. This is going to be God talking to you, and you're going to have the right vibration to go out here and help people and help yourself. But you got to help yourself first. Get into the spirit. Get into the vibration that you really is about. That you really is eternal about. We're eternal beings. We're here just temporarily, and we're here to spread the truth about who we are on a in a dense environment, in a dense reality that we chose to be in, that God allowed us and we co-created to be in, to show that, hey, even though all this all these terrible or alternative things that's going on, bad things or that we're faced with, that our real true spiritual being is here to show truth. That's what it is. It's showing the truth. Yeah, we have all this because we have to grow. We have to learn through it. We placed ourselves in this dense environment to soar, to learn, to know that, you know what, we're gonna let God sing through all this so-called stuff that's down here. So, but if you don't get to that part and you get stuck, we're babies and we grow up and we get stuck all up in this circumstance and all this stuff that's out here that's telling us who we are, and from the time we're born, and other people telling you how you should look and what you should be and how you should feel. You got all that going on, you get stuck in that, and you're like, I don't know. I don't know who I am. You really don't. You think you know, you thought you knew, but then you're sitting up saying, what is going on? Because it's always changing. If you're not being your expression and your true expression, and you're not being who yourself, you're not, your self-love is not coming through. So you're saying, okay, I done did all this. Some people done sold their soul all out there and did all kind of things, you know, just to notice me. But they don't really, they think they need the, you know, the world to notice them and be famous or whatever it is they feel like they need to do or get to notice, but they are not noticing themselves. They're on the outside trying to fix that. They're not on the inside getting deeper with themselves, getting in with God so he can intervene. This is divine intervention, but it's just not only talking about that God intervened and that something really big happens or something. This is talking about the God divine intervention on a personal level, the God intervention, but he can't intervene if you are not of that vibration. You're not of that vibration of yourself. You're not of that vibration of him, of the divine or her, whatever it, whatever you want to call it. But God, that's that creator out there. It's the divine. And if you're not of that vibration, you're down. Your vibration is low. You're not able to reach what you feel your potential is. And it's not the potential of the society, it's the soul that already knows. This already knows, but then the small mind, the small self, personality, whatever, just have got stuck down here in this density. And the only way you can do it if you're in prayer or you get still enough for God to speak to you and get down to who you really are and get into your self-love. And that is a journey of the self. That is a journey of the true self, not of the self that's down here that's not going to last long, because all the stuff that you can accumulate, and I mean all of them, we love it. I would love to accumulate a whole lot of nice, beautiful stuff too, and I'm accumulate, but you cannot take that with you. And that's not really the true stuff that even down here, I mean, that's beautiful to have, but you know, you got to know that who you really are, who you really are inside. And I mean spiritually, in vibration, is the aspect of the creator. You're the aspect of the creator, and you are here to help grow and have love and give love. And that's what God is about. It's his inspiration, it's helping and being make this planet better. It's being true to yourself and who you really are. And so that's kind of where I'm going with the self-love. I mean, it's power in being self-love, but it's so much going on with, you know, races and people feeling this way. They got to change and sexuality, all types of things that's going on. And really, if you look past all that and you go to your true self and you have your true love of yourself, but it's work. It's not something that, you know, you can do. No, this is a daily thing. This is a spiritual thing. And that's why I'm here. This is a spiritual thing for me. And that's why I'm talking it so I can learn and grow and get in the spirit. And God gives me the words and the things to say to project what's real and what's true. And so you have to recognize and realize who you are as a divine being. That's the first thing. You have to recognize and you have to have the courage to be yourself in spite of whatever. You have to have the courage to be yourself, and you have to know yourself at a deeper level. And so how do you do that? You, like I said, you got to get quiet enough from all this noise that's going on out here, and you have to meditate or whatever you do, pray or whatever, but you got to get in close with your mind and yourself to be still enough to listen to God, because he's always talking to us, guys. He's always talking to us. He's always communicating. I'll just say he's always in communion with us, but we're not always in communion with him. It's not that he's angry or whatever. It's just that you're not communicating in communion with the Christ consciousness that's within you. And so, or God. So you have to be in there and you have to be still and let God deal with you. But so, like I said, we look in the mirror, we barely look at our eyes. I mean, truly look at ourselves, to truly sit down and, you know, look into your eyes. It's always something going on, even with me. I don't know. I should do this. I need to, and it's true. I need to probably do all this. I need to probably exercise to do all this. It is, but it's a constant reminder of different things that's going in your head. Your thoughts are telling you you're not this. And like I said, the outside people, and you got to feel that I'm good enough no matter where I stand. No matter what's going on, I'm good enough. I'm a divine person. I'm a divine being. I belong here. I am here now in this moment. So that means something. God have a purpose, or you know your purpose. That's fine if you do. But your purpose is right here, right with your being. Everything is here. But if you're not paying attention to your vibration, and God's vibration is coming through you, you'll miss it with all the stuff that's going on. So, and you look in the mirror and you got a lot of people, it's hard for them to tell themselves they love them. It's hard for them to tell their own self, you know, I love you in the mirror. It feels awkward. I don't know if any people do it, but it's awkward to some people to look in their own eyes and say, I love you. Nobody in there, nobody's around or anything like that. Just, I love you. I love you just the way you are. It's powerful in loving yourself. And you can say it about 20 times, I love you. 25 times, it's many times, I just love you. Things will be changing. I'm telling you, as you say it, first it's awkward. It's really awkward to say it, but I mean, it's between you and you, but it's you and your spirit. It's your spirit in your eyes and everything. You just have to get in there and I love you. I love you. I really, really love you. Want to say, Karen, myself, Karen, I love you. I really, really love you. I really love you, Karen. You're worth it. You're important. You're special. Whatever ways you can possibly say, the highest things you can say about yourself, you know, instead of looking in that mirror, criticizing yourself or criticizing somebody else or being critical of the self. The self is of God. The self is of the divine being. You're critical of yourself. You're critical of God. God made you. You're the divine. You're the creation of the divine. God sees us all perfect, whatever way, shape, form we are. You have people looking in the mirror that calling themselves fat names. You're ridiculous. You're stupid. You know, just all kinds of unridiculous. And you know, like you hear this expression, if I heard what you call yourself, if you heard a friend call you these things, they wouldn't be your friend. You heard of that. They wouldn't be your friend if you called yourself the name that you call yourself. And so, you know, you just sitting there calling yourself names. You should, and you shouldn't be. I don't care what the size is. I don't care what the deal is with you or what you've done. You're still a divine being. God, look at us all as divine beings. Divine beings with love, and he want us to look at ourselves that way. He want us to be that way, be enough, and you are enough. You just don't know it. And if you do know it, continue. I'm not talking about the ones who do. If you do know you're enough and you all that, that's fine. But all of us got work down here. We got to have work with ourselves. That's why I'm bringing it up myself, because I need work with it. But, you know, you need to look at yourself. Value yourself, add value. When you value yourself, you add value to everyone else that's around you, everybody you encounter. Everything is always better when you love yourself. You have a different perspective. And I'm talking about that real deep love. I'm not talking about that conceited love. Oh, I love myself. I'm cute. I know I'm enough. I'm all that. No, that's ego-based. That don't go anywhere. I'm talking about that deep spiritual love. And when I'm always talking, it's always a spiritual conversation. It's always aligned with truth, and it's aligned with spirit. The spirit of all of us that's carrying it. And I'm talking to the ones that's really hard on themselves. That, you know, you don't seem to can do anything right. Or you don't feel like you belong. Or you feel just... misplaced in this world, and you never misplaced. God, have you here and here and right now, and you never misplaced, but you feel misplaced. It's something not right, something quite, because we're not connected the way we should. And so when you love yourself and you ask yourself the question, who am I? You may not get the answer right away. Who am I? But you keep asking this question. It's a curiosity. I mean, we think we're supposed to know everything by now. I mean, I'm 53. I think I'm supposed to know all the stuff. I've been living alone. No, we don't know it all. We still are in the learning stages. We're still in the infant stages. We still need to grow the spirit. We still need to get it. And we still need to dig deeper and deeper into our spirituality and be as one with Christ, the Christ within, so he can intervene in your life and make a difference. And so we have all these self-talks, and we really need to be asking ourselves, who am I? Who am I? Why did I come? What was my purpose? We think we know. We think we're supposed to know. But there's a spirit in there that knows. That our spirit, our higher spirit, our higher spiritual self know who we are, but our personality don't, if that makes sense. Our personality is more geared towards, we had to adapt to this environment. So we got a personality that adapted and it just kind of took over. But the spiritual that's within us, that divine is in it, know who we are. It's just waiting for us to uncover who we really are. And by doing that and staying in the spirit, you know who you are, because when it the spirit will emerge. It is here. But what I'm saying, emerge in a way where you can understand, you'll feel different in your speech and your environment if you're calling for it. You have to really want to do it. If not, then you're not gonna, stay connected with the source, and that's where all your answers and stuff is at. Who are you? And it is a question that we all need to ask. It's the biggest question ever. But you are a divine being, but sometimes don't even say that. Don't even put that in when you ask, and don't even give it an answer. That's what I'm saying, because I know we're spiritual. But just ask yourself, who am I? And what is my purpose? Why did I even come here? And it's a reason why all of us are here. We're all here for a purpose and a reason. And you know it's the creator, because we didn't do this ourselves. This is much greater than ourselves. And the word is not greater. It's way, way beyond our scope of things on the personality self. Like I said, in this time space reality, this dense space reality, it's way beyond. You can't even stop tomorrow from coming. You can't do anything with the moon and sun. All of that has been already up there. So it's already greater than us. So you need to get right with it, with the creation, right with God. And that way, you emerge with it, and you're with it. You're a part of the aspect of divine. And whether you get with it or not, you still it. But you just need to recognize, some of us, we just need to recognize it. If you don't, it's all choice. God don't make you do anything. Whatever you do, he still love you. He know you're the divine. But if you want to be closer and know why things aren't the way you want them to, there's a greater purpose. There's a greater, love there that God has going on. And we don't understand everything, but just put you in a spot. But self-love is very important. It's very powerful to God that we love ourselves and we love each other. But there's so much hatred going on in ourselves. That's why we are lashing out at each other. That's why we got wars. We don't understand each other. Anything or anybody that look different from us, or anybody that dare to be different, or on any kind of level that we don't understand, speak different, look different, we are at it, because this self-love we don't have. We don't have this self-love that is connected to the Father, that's connected to the divine. So that makes you lash out. If you're on a lower level, lower vibration, and you're lashing out, you don't understand what's going on. And so we need to get more, always, always in touch with the divine that's within us. always prayerful, whatever way you do it, to get in touch with this divine, because that's where everything is connected. That's where all of us can connect. That's where it's one mind. That's where all of us can reach out and really connect without even physically talking, but you connecting, your vibration's connecting. Once you love yourself, your vibration go up, and you just automatically do well. You automatically want to do well, and you wouldn't hurt nobody. Like I said, you wouldn't dislike yourself if you knew who you were, how powerful you are. And you wouldn't dislike another. You would say, you know what, she's a being, I'm a being. We're all spiritual beings. We're here to help each other. We all trying to make it, together. And this vibration is strong. But it has to be strong in you. It has to be strong in you. It has to come from you. Because like I said, you don't believe it or not, you're carrying all this everywhere anyway, who you are. But then you carrying also who you think you are. And all your thoughts is taking over. So who you think you are is being carried around those vibrations and whatever attitudes or whatever is going through. But if you go more into the divine and you get more connected, you'll know. There's a knowingness. It's not a think. Or it's not I think nothing. It's a knowingness that you have that's going on inside you. There's a knowingness that there's something greater. It's God. It's the Father. It's the Creator that's within you that makes the connection with everybody else. But you have to have that first love. And some of us, we have to get past this physical. And we can get into it. But if you look at yourself as spiritual being, you can get past it. But some of us have not even got past this. We are into this physical thing. And we're lashing at ourselves and others. And that comes to thinking, you're not good enough. And that's the basis of a lot of problems. That bottom line is we don't feel good enough. We don't feel like we belong. We don't feel good. And it goes in every area of our life. It goes in every area. It's down to that. It's like, why are you doing this? Why are you harming, hurting, or anything? It gets back down to this person is not feeling good enough. And then when you know of a person that's more spiritual or connected or better, they want to help everything and everybody. You can feel it. You can feel it. Not saying, they're in a higher vibration. That's all. It's like we're all beings, but it's what vibration that you choose to, or you unwillingly or don't know that you're choosing, because it's all choice. And God give us all choice. But, you're choosing a lower vibration and not knowing it. Or some people choose a normal life. They're just like, I just want to feel and be there. And they have a right to be. Because forever their reasons is, they have good reasons. Life have treated them. The parents didn't treat them right, or they had a raw deal or whatever in life. And I have raw deals. Everybody have a raw deal in life. You look at life in a certain kind of way. Things are not necessarily going. You're like, what is this about? What is this really about? And I ask myself, I'm like, I'm just tired of all of it. Sometimes I'm tired of all this. We're supposed to, why is it just hard to just be happy? Why is it, this way or that way? But when you come from the physical level and come out of the physical level, better word, and go into more of the spiritual level and go on that line, you won't, your questions will be answered. And it's at another level. You're not picking with yourself, because now your vibration is lifted and you're at another level and you're not on those type of things. Everything changes. Your thoughts change about it. You're feeling better. You're on a better vibration and God can speak to you. I just say this. He's speaking to us or communicating all the time, but you can hear it. You can hear it. You're not so, clouded with all this other stuff that's going on around us. So, I just feel like all of us need to take time to do that and get into that and let that be a way of life, that we seek out our spiritual lives, seek out ourselves in a spiritual way, and look at ourselves as spiritual beings. That helps. If you look at yourself as spiritual, if you look at it just this, you feel stuck. This is all there is to life. It's, this it? This is all there is to life? is this, and you'll hear somebody that's rich say that. I mean, I got all the lots, I got all this and all that. Is this it? You know, or if, even if you poor, whatever it is that's going on with you, you have to know this. You have to take the spiritual journey. Once you take the spiritual journey with God, He revealed things to you. You can communicate with them and angels if you believe that, because I communicate with the angels, and they'll show you that this is a spiritual life. And that we all connected, that we're here to help each other, that help is there when you need it, for whatever reason, whatever it is that you're trying to get to. And I'm not saying this life still exists, and whatever it is, your goals and all that, are you trying to reach or whatever, you can still reach them, but you don't take things so personal when you're on a spiritual journey. You don't take it as personal. You know that this is just things, and this is just situations, and that they all stem from you and your thoughts and whatever, so you know you can change them. When you're in an energetic level, you know that you can change these things. They're just things that you were thinking at the time that's causing this, and it's a result of that, because it start with our thoughts. I know. I get back to that, but it starts with our thoughts, our feelings, and it projects the circumstances out there. And so you say, well, you know, I got this situation I'm dealing with. You know what? God is showing me this. You can consult with God and find out what do I need to do with it. You know, ask God the Father, whatever. You always get answers. You always get what you need. You just have to be in the position to act. You got to be in the position to hear, as I can say, the answer. And sometimes you don't always get the answer right away. I'm not gonna lie. Sometimes I don't know what to, you know, do. It don't always come the way I think it is. But long as you have that faith, you know, God done created us. He's got the answers to it. If something else come up, it's gonna be a better situation or whatever. But you have to have that faith. You have to be involved. And faith is a lot part of life. You know, you just have to have faith. And that God is here, and if you don't believe in God or whatever, I don't know. It's just not show for you, because I constantly talk about the divine, and if you don't, that's fine. I'm not angry if you don't believe in divine or God. You know, that's fine too. You know, everybody has their rights to believe in, but this show is about the divine. It's about God. It's about the Christ consciousness that's moved through you, and that shows me and you the way. And so the thing is tonight is the restrictions of ourselves and how we restrict ourselves on the physical level, how we bash ourselves and not knowing that we're more than what our bodies say it is, whether we're beautiful or not. We're more than these bodies that we're in. And these are beautiful bodies. Don't get me wrong. All of it is beautiful. And when you look in the mirror, you're looking at all of it. You're looking at the physical part. You're looking at the spiritual part. I just wanted you to look at the spiritual part and the physical part and reflect on that. But really reflect on, we already know spiritual part, but like I said, a lot of us is not past it. We're steady calling ourselves names. We haven't did what society want us to do, or our personal, whatever it is that we felt like we should be doing, or looking or feeling or whatever it is that we feel like we needed to accomplish, that we're still calling ourselves names. We're still saying you're ugly, or you're not good enough for my hair. If I look like that or that, he would talk to me or she would talk to me. Whatever the will is, I'd have got the job if I did this or that. Whatever it is that's going on. I don't know all the problems that you are facing, but I know when you connect with the divine and you connect with yourself and you connect with yourself and the divine and know that you are special, you are enough just the way you are. You know that everything changes when you do. When you get with the divine and you change, divine and you change, you have a different outlook, a different perspective, because it happened to me. It happened throughout my life to have a different outlook, a different perspective. But to be honest with you, I was born an optimist. I really was. I think I was born for this work because I was born an optimist. I always knew, well, and I always was born in a family that was religious, you know, as well, that told me about God. But then I got wrapped up. I had forgotten, you know, all what, you know, God have us within knowing. I had got wrapped up in all the circumstances and what society wanted me to be and look like, or not good enough, or feeling whatever it is that everybody else is trapped up in. Name calling myself, and it, and sometimes it don't be verbally. You can just think these things about yourself while you know, walking or whatever. You fool, you didn't do that right. You idiot. You have to watch what you're saying to thyself, because we are spiritual, and spiritual, wonderful, Christ consciousness, wonderful beings. And wonderful is not the word. It's just that we're beautiful beings from God. We're precious, beautiful, you know, beautiful beings from God, and we're not supposed to downrate ourselves. We're not supposed to tear ourselves down for whatever reason. I don't care what we do, God forgive us for it. And whatever it is that's going on with us, we've got to find a way to embrace ourselves the way we are. Embrace the truth of who we really are. Embrace the truth of who we really are. And it started by asking who we are. And it started by inquiring, getting more close to your divine. Get close to God. It started by getting close to yourself and getting and talking, speaking positive affirmations, whatever you want to call it, positive talk to yourself, telling yourself the right things. You're spiritual, you're strong, you're a good person, you're extraordinary. God made you in his image. And what do God think about you? You ask him, what God think about me? He must think I was extraordinary. He made me. I'm a part of his universe. So there must be something special about me. Everything is special about you. Everything is special about us. I don't care how many, there's 7 billion of us, whatever. In all the whole universe, there's something special about all of this. But we just haven't gotten caught up in the wrong situations and stuff like that. And so I just want to bring it forth and foremost that we are the most important beings. We are the most important people on in God's universe. You are. I am. We all are. And if we just know this, know it when we wake up, when we come alive, it make us come alive. And you have to ask yourself, what makes me come alive? What really, what is that something? Because all of us got something to give. All of us got something that we are special in, that God gave us. And you have to ask yourself, what makes me come alive? Because you know you matter. You know you matter. You know you matter. So what you have to ask yourself, what makes me come alive? What is it that God put me down there? I mean, this is the people who don't know what their purpose is, or you learn it more spiritually what it is. And you say, what really makes me come alive? Mine is helping people. Mine has always been encouraging. Since I was a little girl, this is the way I've been. I've always been like this. If I wasn't doing this show and I don't need to be paid for it, whatever, I would be encouraging. I would still be the same person that I've always been. I would still be telling people a positive mindset, whether I got a dime for it or not. That's how you know you would do it if you was paid for it or not. That's how you know. I'm not saying you can be paid for it, and a lot of people do it paid for it, whatever, but what I'm saying is I know I came down to help. With my experience, with my life, with whatever it is, I'll be doing it. I've always been this way. Counseling, whatever. Being a lightweight psychiatrist at work, whatever. That's what they call me at work. They be like, what did you diagnose him? I said, oh, I, you know, it's funny that how your life can lead and you'll see the breadcrumbs of whatever you are. It's always there. But I've always been for the other. I've always been for myself. And I've always, if I learn information, if I experience it, I always share it. Because we're supposed to share our experience with each other so we can learn from each other, guys. And I'll be doing this till the day I die. I'll be always speaking. If it's not in this format, it'll be in another format. Because that's what God gave me. God gave me that ability to help and to want to help and anywhere I can, and not just in this form. It could be in any form. If I can help people, I'm at my happiest. Well, if it's one person learning it, that's fine. I'm happy. But if I'm feeling like I could be of service, anything, if anybody needs a job, anything like that, anything that anybody possibly, I would go and go out of my way and try to help them. Or well, I'll share them my experience. If they say they had one, if it's one similar to it, I'll tell them the truth about my experience. I'll expose myself and the naked truth of who I am. And so, you find out what gives you life. You know, what makes you come alive, number one. And, you got to know that you're enough. You know, you got to feel, good enough. Number two, number three, you have to give others love. You have to, reach out to people and love other people. Just love on them, whether it's family members or whatever. Just love on your neighbors. Open up the door a little wider for some people. Don't be so, in a rush where you don't know your surroundings. But everybody I encounter, I try to bless and give them my love and show them my love. But it comes from the divine, because we're all divine beings. So I am constantly, trying to improve myself, to give more value, to give more love, to give more peace of mind. And that's where my show always come through. It's about, the mindset, a positive mindset, but it's deeper than a positive mindset. It's a spiritual, divine mindset that I'm going for. And like I said, when it goes back to the mirror, make it strong. Make your statement strong to yourself. I don't know what you would say to yourself, but you know your stronger statements, and they make them positive, make them strong. Command the statement and look at yourself if you're having problems in this area, or just period. If you're not having problems, continue to do what you're doing. Think highly of yourself, just in the way that you really are. Think highly of yourself. You know you're a divine being, baby. Show it. Let the world see this and shine upon them. Just shine it all upon them. Say, I'm the divine being. And that's all you got to be. You don't have to be nothing else. Kids come in this world, babies, they don't have to be nothing but themselves. You notice that? They don't have to be anything but themselves. Nobody expects for them to be nothing different. They love themselves. They hold their feet. They hold their hands. They don't be thinking, oh, my thighs are too fat. No. The babies come in, they're like, oh, I'm supposed to be here. They know it. And they know you're going to take care of them. They're like, I'm supposed to be here. I love them. I love my eyes. They love everything around them, their environments. You have to have that. That's where you come from. You're that baby. You're still that infant that have that. But we lose it somewhere along the way where people told us that we're supposed to be different from the way we are. So this self-love's come deep. It's a deeper level than what I'm saying, but it starts on with the physical part. The physical part has got to be addressed. And then you can, once you move through that and you continue to say yourself every day and search and be more productive in just knowing who you are as a spirit, knowing you are who you are as a spirit. And self-love, it's not about, fixing yourself. I mean, you're perfect the way you are. It's just not about that. That's not what I'm saying, going out here and fixing it. It's a spiritual thing. It's about reminding you who you really are and who you already are inside in the spiritual. And I feel like you don't need to live your life by other people's opinion of you. And that's another one. People got all kind of opinions about you. I mean, you don't have to live your life in their opinion of you. Be strong in your own opinion and redefine your opinion of yourself. Redefine all your stuff. Start from the beginning. Just redefine it for you, not for them. Redefine who you are to yourself. As you get the messages from God, you're going to redefine them anyway, but hear God, hear yourself, and redefine who you are. Because we've been programmed, believe me, by the teachers, by everybody, by your mother, by you that way, you're that way, and everybody told us who we were, except the divine. So you seek the divine, and he'll tell you who you really are. But everybody else told you. So you need to examine your thoughts on when you're talking this way to yourself. You need to do that always, because that's where everything come from. That's where your little circumstances and all your big circumstances come from. Thoughts become things, but God is greater, grander than thoughts. It's a spiritual thing going on. It's beyond thought. It's beyond all that when it's on that level of the spiritual vibration with God. And you know you cannot control others. You know you cannot control others. You never could. The only person and the only thing you got is yourself. That's all you got. You got to be good to that yourself. You have to. It's a must. You have to be good to I have to be good to Karen. There's no other way. If I start downing myself and putting myself down, and I'm the spirit, and my spirits will be down. You ever heard people say your spirits are down? My spirits are down. I can't help myself, and I can't help others. All I can do is criticize others. That's where it all come from. That's all I can do is find things wrong with others when I criticize myself. So that's another thing. When you criticize yourself enough, you're gonna find everybody around you can criticize. You're gonna talk about everybody. I know, because I've been there myself. Well, I'm not feeling so good. You're not conscious of this. You're not really conscious of this. This is something that goes on if your thoughts and all this stuff is unchecked, and you're not present. The only way you can really, you're not really self-examining every thought, but the only way you can really beat that, guys, is being present. When you're in the presence, all of that, you got to be in the presence of God and yourself. And you don't go to automatic thinking so much of the subconscious mind and all that don't kick in. If you become more presence of what's going on with you and the presence of God and the presence of the angels, you don't have so much of that. Just remember that too. Am I present? Am I here? Am I here in my body? Because sometimes we're not, in our bodies. We're thinking about the future. We're thinking about the past. That MF did that to me yesterday. We're somewhere else. You know what I'm saying, guys? We're not present. And that's another thing I want to say. Get present. And God is always present. He's always right here and right now. What time is it? It's present time, right here and now, really. And that's the only time we ever have, is the present time. And God is always in it. And so if you're more present, if you, practice more present, being more present, then a lot of stuff sees, because you can take things, deal with things as they come. They're right here. You can deal with them. But if you think in the last past things, that person did that to me the last time, you're going to draw into the history of it. And if it's not a good history, it's going to come out. And it's done so quickly, people. It's so automatic that you done drawed upon something, and then you got an attitude right off. You can't even address what's going on in front of you, because you're saying this person ripped me off. Something like this occurred in the past, so I'm gonna be ripped off again. I'm gonna have an attitude, and you don't even say I'm gonna have an attitude. You just already have one. Do you know what I'm saying? So I'm just telling you guys, kind of my experiences and what I'm learning as a spiritual being, and to get clear on my messages to you. And the more messages I'm clear on that God give me, I'm going to give to you, and provide more value, provide more love and more truth too, because I'm here to just share myself naked, the naked truth of who I am. And that's what you're going to get here on this Divine Intervention show, is that I'm always going for the self, because That's who we with. Think about it, guys. I mean, we with a lot of people, but we're with ourselves all the time. There's never a time when you're without yourself, unless your thoughts are just, everywhere. And so if you become present and become God present and divine present, you can hear. You can hear, folks. You can hear what's going on. You can kind of hear. And if you can't, and you're still present. You're still present. It's always being revealed all the time. Believe me, folks, it's being revealed. It's just that sometimes I feel like, it don't always come exactly, the way I'm doing it. And that's the personality. It don't always come. And it's just the truth. The way I think it's going to come, but it comes. And it always come in the right way. Then I think that it was supposed to be this way, but it comes in another way. But anyway, I'm back to the self-love. I had to go around to talking that way to say that we're all in this together. We all need to be putting ourselves and making ourselves a priority. And the self-love is very powerful. It's very important. And it's to empower yourself in a positive way. And just think about it. You don't have to do it. Just think about it. Am I putting myself first? You know what I'm saying? Am I really putting myself first? Do I really value myself as a spiritual being or just as a person on a physical level and a spiritual? I want you to do both, the physical level and a spiritual level. I want you to value yourself in all ways and in all areas. It will change in your life. And you'll feel much better because you're with the power, you're with the divine, and you feel it. It's I'll just say, integration of spirit and physical. Because this is where that toggle is at. It's always, we're toggling with our thoughts, with other people, and I'm not saying it's easy. But it become easier when you're at the higher frequency of the Christ consciousness. You're in a higher frequency. You can evolve, and things don't bother you as much. You can handle things much better because you're at a higher frequency. You don't eat the same things can happen, but you react to them differently. Your reaction to them is different, and you will react to yourself in a much more positive way. And say, hey, this is me. This has always been me. I love me. I love helping, whatever it is you're doing. This is me. God made me this beautiful way. And just embrace your hips, whatever it is, your breasts, whatever it is that you need to embrace. If you ain't got none, embrace that. If you ain't got no hips, embrace that. If you're fat, if you're skinny, if you're whatever. Cripple in whatever, embrace everything in a positive and a higher vibration way, and know that God made you here, and you're here for a reason. You're here in the present, and God loves you, and you're gonna take yourself out and shine. You're gonna be beautiful. I mean, you are beautiful, but you're gonna, express it. Because you're in God's expression. What are you saying? You're God's expression. He made you. You got expression. So you want to come out and you want to come out bold. Hey, this is me. This is who I am. I'm God expression. I'm the aspect of the creator. So you want to have that, and you want to make yourself a first priority. You want to make yourself self-love, and you'll end up making the best choices for yourself, and you add value to everyone you meet. And so it's always important that I say what I feel and in my own personal way. And that's what my show is about. It's uplifting, and it's about knowing that the divine is intervening in your life. His divine intervention, but his divine intervention on a personal level, like I said, and that God loves us all, and that we're all here for a reason. We're all here for a reason. And, well, I think that's it for tonight. And my next show is June 1st, 2019. You can contact me at Divine Intervention, dtol@gmail.com. Divine Intervention, dtol@gmail.com. If you want to have any comments, but I'm just letting you know, you enough, and Divine love you. And good night. God bless you.